Oxidos, is that right? Am I saying it right? Oxidos, Jamaica. And he is a pastor at the Independent Hall. And our church has had the opportunity and the pleasure of sending a couple mission teams to Jamaica and to be with Pastor Kingsley. So we welcome you today, and we look forward to what you have to say to us.
Thank you very much. May I say good morning to you all? I'm not too sure about that. After a good spiritual supper last night and a good physical breakfast this morning, I believe you can do better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, that's better. Bless the Lord. It's indeed a privilege and a pleasure to be here. That's finally happened. And time would not allow me to say all that I could say this morning. So I want to be brief and to share what God has just laid on my heart to share with you this morning. I want to introduce myself, and I want to share with you what we have been doing at Independent Hall in Jamaica. Having said that, I want to say that I'm Kingsley Smith, for those who don't know. I'm assistant pastor at Independence Hall Baptist Church, Hanover, Jamaica. I'm so pleased to be here because Fellowship Baptist in Newcastle has been a part of our ministry over the last 13 years. 13 long years. It first happened when men from this church and men from Emmanuel Bible Church in Simcoe, Ontario, came down on a mission trip to repair the house that I'm now living in at the church. And ever since that time, the fellowship has just gotten better and better with Fellowship and Emmanuel. Well, it's good to be here because it's always through Bruce or through Betty. You know, it's just honoring for me to be able to stand in fellowship and speak. I got saved when I was 7 years old. And I am sharing this hoping that it will encourage the younger folks. 7 years old. I followed the Lord in water baptism at age 9. And I'm not here to tell you that it has been a bed of roses, but God has been good. And ever since that time, I have been serving Him. Have I failed Him? Yes. Has He failed me? No. I have been in ministry since that time. From the age of 10, I've been involved with hospital ministry and street meetings with my grandparents. In 1995, I went to Bible College on the west end of the island. I was born and raised in the central part of Jamaica. In 1997, I took the church Independence Hall where I'm at today, a church that nobody wanted. It's way over in the country. And those who have made a mission trip down, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like Montego Bay, it's not like Kingston. It's way out there in the country. And so, how is fellowship involved with our ministry back there? I want to share my responsibility at Independence Hall, and then you will better understand how you are involved. What are my responsibilities? My responsibilities are visitation, outreach, programs to our community. I'm responsible for the young people, prayer meetings, and we share Sunday mornings with my senior pastor. We share Sunday mornings 2x2. I'm responsible for all the night services. And it's not an easy task. It's a lot of work, but through your prayers, by the grace of God, we are able to do what we do. I'm also involved with some other mission agencies or ministries, such as Jamaica Links Ministry. And you say, what is Jamaica Links Ministry? Jamaica Links Ministry is a ministry that we link churches in North America with churches in Jamaica for various mission ministries, such as evangelism, DVBS, street meetings, youth camps, just name it. And we are involved. I'm also involved with a ministry that I co-founded, Save to Serve. What does Save to Serve do? We serve mainly the rural churches. Churches in Jamaica that would not be able to invite a guest speaker in. You know, you generally give an offering to take care of the expenses in traveling and gas. And so, three other pastors and myself, we would step in and do that for those churches who would welcome us at no charge. And it has been a great ministry. Every Thursday, we meet and we pray. And that is Safe to Serve. Also involved with Fairview Baptist Bible College and summer camp. Each summer we have camps, 4 weeks of camps. And from time to time, I'm involved in other things at the college. And so, you might refer to me as a missionary that serves in the homeland. That's what I do. But I want to share an interesting ministry with you this morning as I close out. In 2005, the Lord opened a door to a new ministry through Emmanuel Bible Church in Simcoe, through their outreach program to the Caribbean farm workers. Guys from the Caribbean that comes to Ontario to work on the farm. They started the ministry maybe 20 years ago, I believe. And Dave and Joan Green is here with us this morning, and they are just a great house. They are my parents in Canada. And each year they have to put up with me for 6 weeks. And after 6 weeks they say, oh, we have enough of you, go home. But they have just been great hosts, you know, great. I refer to him back in Jamaica as the father I didn't have. You know, he's just a great guy. But through their ministry, you know, we have seen every year, and it is called Caribbean Night. Every second Sunday in September, the farm workers, excuse me, they have the opportunity to present or to do the service. And so they'll do the singing testimonies, and you know, and then I'll share. And every year we have men trusting the Lord. This last year we had about 23, 25 men coming forward. 13 of those trusted the Lord as their personal Savior. The rest were rededicating their lives to the Lord. And it's just a great ministry. And time would not allow me to tell you all about it. But if you are interested, you know, and I'm sure that there might be guys around, and you can just talk to Dave Green or myself after, and we can explain it more. And I don't want to take too much of Dr. Costa's time. He was good last night, and I anticipate hearing him this morning. But I want for you to understand that in Jamaica, especially in the countryside, it's really trying. It's a lot of challenge. And so all the ministries that I say I'm involved with, all that we do, I want for you to know, because of your ministry, through prayer and financial support, we are able to do what we do. I am able to do what I do. And throughout the years, I used to say thanks through Betty or through Bruce. Praise God. This morning, today, I have the privilege to say to fellowship, thank you, we appreciate it, God bless you. And I have one last request. Having read Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through 18, we have recognized and acknowledged that we are in a battle. We are fighting against not flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. As a result of that, I want you to know that we crave your continued support through prayer. Pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you.